part two, how did you get involved with Along Came the Devil?
I got my audition through my my then manager, Gail Tassel, knew the casting director in LA, Ricky Maisler, and they got me an audition, and I went to the audition. I put something on tape first, and then, which is what you do a lot of now, everything's kind of self-tape. And then I got a call back, so I went to a studio, and I got to meet the director and his wife, Jason and Heather Devan, at the callbacks, and the producers were there, you know, as the music go into the setup, and I met there at the audition, so I just had a single scene in Along Came the Devil, and it was a flashback scene. I was playing a deadbeat dad. You know, usually for story, I look and see, obviously I've got an accent from Manchester, England originally, and I look and see, will it affect the story if I use my native tongue? And so I prepped it in American, because I think anything else would take the audience away from those split, you know, just small period of time that they're trying to develop story. So I prepped it in American, and went in, and Jason liked it in my native language, in my native tongue, Mancunian, and he's like, keep it. I was like, okay, great. And so, I booked it. I think I booked it before I even made it home that day. I got a call on my way. I was at the gas station, and told me that I booked it. They were excited. And, I love them too. They're very exciting couple. And, just so nice and so genuine. Jason just, you know, sometimes you go into those rooms and people, they kind of hold their cards real close, you know, but Jason is so open and so giving, and just, you know, he gets excited, and it's contagious. So, that's how I got in. I got in and we shot that first one, and it was funny when we were shooting the first one, after I'd done my stuff, and it was flipping the camera around doing other setups. Jason was sitting over there. I remember I was sitting across the bed from him, and he was sitting over there at the monitor with his wife, Heather, and he looked over at me, and he was, he did a little fist in the air, and he pointed at me, and he put, like, almost like a peace sign in the air, and he was mouthing something. I was like, what? He said, two. You're in two. He's pointing at me. I was like, oh, cool, man. You know, we're shooting the first one here, and it's an indie, and, you know, you never know. Some indies get made, some don't. But he was like, number two. And I just took it as a compliment, that he liked the work that I did, you know, and I didn't think anything of it until, I guess it was last year, around November, December, I got a call from my agent. She was super excited that she'd just spoken to Jason and Heather, and that they have the second script. They wanted me to read it. I am coming back as Jordan and Ashley's father, and it's a much bigger role for me in the second in the series of Along Came the Devil. So, it's been quite a journey so far.
I mean, you basically answered my second one. I was gonna ask when you knew about the sequel, so that's great that you knew almost right away.
Well, yeah, I did. I mean, I didn't know. It's hard to take at that moment when you're shooting the first one, you know, because you're talking about budget and money, and this one's not even done yet. It's a difficult one to process at the time, but in hindsight, it's just amazing. I mean, I'm a firm believer in visualizing what you want, right? And I guess Jason, he does that too, and there you go. You know, you got to put it out there, right? I mean, if you don't put it out there, then you've got nothing to work towards. It keeps you bettering yourself if you've got goals and things to drive you, like, you know. And I think you've even got a third one written in this series, so let's hope that this one does well and keeps us coming back for more. It's amazing.
Cool. I definitely hope there's more. Let's stay on this one. Can you give us a little bit about what part two is and what your role in it is?
Sure. So I play Jordan and Ashley's father, who in the first one, in relation to the first one, has come a long way. I'm recovered. I found God, and I'm back in the town where I raised the girls, and I'm looking for forgiveness from them. I'm trying to get back into their lives and patch up our relationship. So I find Jordan, as the first one ended, Ashley has been possessed by demonic forces, and her aunt calls for Jordan, her sister who is in college, to come home. And so that's where the story picks up. It picks up exactly where the first one left off. And I'm her father looking for redemption, and I happen to be with the town reverend, who is the liaison between myself and her. You know, I think he is the one that enables me to get through to her enough to at least get a meeting. So the first time I've seen my daughter, as the movie picks up for me, is her coming back to where Ashley lived with her aunt, and the scene of everything that happened in the first movie. And you know, I've kind of heard murmurings of it, but I'm here for Jordan, and Ashley, when I find her, I think that something has taken hold of her mentally. I think she's having some issues, so I'm there to help, and I'm being led through the story by the Reverend, as we both are, who we find out might hold more clues to this mysterious demonic happening than we first understood. He's rather like an onion, in that there's different layers that he's choosing when to tell us and when not to. And yeah, that's what the story is about.
Ooh. Yeah, you can.
My through line is family.
Family. That's always a good thing. And you playing the father, you kind of talked about your character trying to be good, but he's still struggling in the movie, and you can see that. Can you talk about how you tried to portray that? And one of the things that I noticed was how the character always, he really tried to be nice, he was really trying, but he still had those anger outbursts. Can you talk about, you know, flipping that switch and going from nice to good and some of the struggles?
Yeah, for sure. No, that was a definite line that me and Jason wanted to kind of straddle. I felt it was important that the audience was pulling for me in this relationship, because I was changed. I am changed. I think it was important to have them there. And you know, whenever you see evil portrayed, I think the human element of that is that there is a struggle. There's something that's led you to that, right? And so, in order to ground you, or to ground you as a human, there's certain elements of struggle that not wanting to give in to it. And you know, that was key. Even when I was you know, for fear of giving too much away here, when I was in my deepest, darkest moments of struggle, I wanted the audience to know that I hadn't given up yet. I wasn't quite that, you know, and that was internal for me. I think the first day I'm sat, I hadn't really spoke to Jason other than the fact that I needed to show struggle and remorse throughout. I couldn't just give in. They can't just give in and this be a bad force. It can't be just evil. You know, I want to tie the human to it, because that's my through line, as I said. And, you know, even things like the breathing and through the house, I wanted those internal moments, even just walking through a house. I wanted the audience to know that there was certain struggle that was going on continuously for me, you know, and I felt like that would pay off as far as the redemption piece at the end, you know. I think that was important. That was stuff that me and Jason worked out too, and we kind of, you know, it was so nice to be able to talk with Jason about these points, and we adapted the story a little bit to it, and And Jason was all about it. He was always all ears. He's such an actor's director, and the fact that he wants to hear about your choices or your character, your developments, anything that you have, you know, and he's so willing to share that he's so willing to listen as well, which is so nice, you know, because it's, you know, we're bringing something to the screen that wants to be believable, and he knows that that's what it takes sometimes, the actor being able to attach themselves and make those personal decisions. He doesn't strangle the craft. He allows you to breathe into it, and that's it for me, was the, just finding the breath, the breathing into the role. And I'm excited to see it, man. I've not seen the movie yet myself, so I'm excited.
Well, I just say that a lot of what you said, you know, from me, I saw it ahead of you, I guess, but a lot of what you just said, I think is portrayed there, and I do see it. So, in a way, you kind of answered some of the questions even in that.
Oh, cool.
So, since you haven't seen it, what do you expect, you're most excited for the audience to see from what you remember putting it together?
Well, I look forward to it because, you know, when you do a lot of stuff on set, it's practical. You know, when the director goes into the editing room and he builds the score and the sound bites, whatever it is that's going to make these moments a little bit more tense, and the visual effects too. There was a visual effects artist that were edited on set just because there was such a deadline for them to get the movie edited and completed by. So they were in editing while we were shooting, and you know, you get to see a little bit of that stuff, and I try and shy away from that unless it's a technical thing that I'm looking for on the monitors as far as my own performance stuff. But I'm looking forward to, mostly I would say, the colour correcting, the coming together of the sound and all the scares that I read on paper and you see. And you are part of, even all those scares just become that much more magnetized in the finished product. So I'm looking forward to seeing the movie and seeing how Jason's edited it all together, which takes they've chosen, which takes they left out, and I'm also looking forward to experiencing it with the audience and, you know, jumping when they jump. That'd be a real treat.
One quick last thing out there. You do find yourself in covered in blood in one point of the movie. Was that you yourself?
Yeah.
And what was that experience like?
Well, I can tell you now because I'm not in it. It's gross and it's sticky and it sticks to you and it's disgusting. But in the moment of what you're working for and what you're trying to get, it helps, you know? So I use it on set. When I'm away from it, it's disgusting. If it doesn't serve you, you let it go. So I just let it go on set. Unless I can find that the moment, the gore in there. That last piece was, it was like there's a bucket here, the bucket there.
No.
It's fun though. It's all in fun. It's all in fun, you know. So I'm always about it. I'll do it again in a heartbeat.
That's awesome to hear. That's what I want to hear.
Yes, man. Definitely. I love every element of filmmaking, and not just part of it. It's in the job description. So yeah, it's all good. I think it's sticky when I'm in my room up here, but when I'm on set, it's like, bring it on. Let's have it.
Awesome. Well, it was great talking with you, and I appreciate the opportunity, and good luck with the film, and good luck with what's coming up next, and just to let you know, I enjoyed the film a lot.
Awesome.
From one audience member, you get one audience member's opinion right now, so, but I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed
it. Thank you, Omar.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate your time as well.
Always. Cheers.